Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Thank you for tuning in to the Deen Show. Now we know that half of your deen, this way of life that the Creator sent through all the messengers, submission to the Creator, not the creation, Islam, is half of your faith is marriage. Then you get married and you have the little ones, boys and girls, but how do you raise them? Islam hasn't even left you alone on that. It's a complete package from A to Z. Everything there. We have the blueprint, the Quran and Sunnah, and we got somebody qualified enough in the Deen Show studio to give us some great tips on how to raise some great kids so they can be a benefit to society when we come back here on the Deen Show.
This is the Deen, this is the Deen Show.
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 And welcome back to the Deen Show. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Omar, Dr. Shaheen. How are you, Sheikh?
Fine, thank you. Alhamdulillah.
So just for our viewing audience to know a little bit about you, you're the president of the North American Imams Federation, is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little about this organization?
North American Imams Federation, it's an organization established in 2003. And it's a concern about imams. We try our best to update imams, to make imams more qualified, and to provide Islamic centers in need for imams, qualified imams. We're trying our best also to teach imam how, for example, foreign imams how to speak English, how to communicate with their community. How to use technology in da'wah, all of these things.
And you're also the director of Islamic studies at the GTF,
Graduate Foundation.
And that's how we know each other, because we have Dr. Sabil, Imam Musa, and myself. We're in your program. So can you tell us a little bit about this?
It's my honor that you are in our program, in PhD program. Actually, Graduate Theological Foundation, it's not an Islamic institution, but we have department, Islamic Studies department, and I am the director of this department. And alhamdulillah, we have almost about 200 students in our program. We grant a bachelor degree, master, and PhD as well.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, we're honored to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
The topic, raising kids, a lot of times it's easy to have them, but now it's a great responsibility upbring them the right way. So where do we start? I know it's a short amount of time that we have, so we want to get some good tips and tricks so people can raise a good, healthy family.
Absolutely. First of all, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon his servant and last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I want to say that we as Muslims community, we need now to read and understand the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in details and in deep understanding. Because as Muslims, we count in two main resources of Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. And Sunnah, it is, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that إن هو إلا وحي يوحى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. So we need to believe that every word he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, there is a purpose for each and every single word he said, because otherwise it won't be approved by Almighty Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So we need to start understand deeply the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. I'll give you an example. Many a hadith we read it. جاء رجل. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they start explain the hadith after what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him. I believe that no, we should understand it and read from the first word. جاء رجل. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is give us a hint that a man, which means he is not known to the companions, otherwise they will mention his name. So we need to know that this is teach us one important thing in our life, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a leader, as a qualified leader, his door is open for everyone, whether he knows him or he doesn't know him. And this is give us the leader qualification. So what I want to say that we need to understand and read the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith different than before. When we talk about children, there is just, I will talk about, explain one hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father as well. And it gives us the methodology of raising up and teaching children in Islam. One hadith only. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, he was riding a donkey. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated about this hadith. He said, كُنْتُ رَدِيفَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى حِمَارٍ. I was riding a donkey behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's stop here and first talk about Ibn Abbas. When he said, I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which means he was a child, little child. Otherwise, they could not, both of them, ride a donkey. So that means also told us that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was walking, riding his donkey, he greeted a little child. So greeting children, this is the first step, building and bridges between you and the children, which is very important in raising up children in Islam. So we need to communicate with children. We should not ignore children. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was riding his donkey. He noticed that there is Ibn Abbas, a little child, standing there. He greet him and asking him, how you doing? How is everything? Then he get the end. He knows that he is was going to somewhere. So he offered him a ride. So first point, we should not ignore our children, no matter how their age.
So that's the first point that now we covered. That's very important. Communication, not shutting the lines of communication. Sheikh, hold here to tell us we have to go to break. Don't lose your place. We got a lot more to cover and ask you here on The Dean Show with Dr. Sheikh Omar Shaheen when we come back. Do you worship Jesus?
No, you don't worship Jesus. You worship the God of Jesus.
You worship the God of Jesus, the one who Jesus fell on his face and prayed to?
Yes.
That's who we worship.
Yes.
Now, do we only believe in Muhammad?
No, we believe in all the prophets, starting from the first man created. From Adam to Abraham, the son Jacob, and the tribe, Moses and Jesus. The last prophet was only Muhammad, the son, peace be upon him.
So we believe in all those messengers. You mentioned, yes. Who did you mention?
And there's many more, so we believe in all of them.
All of them?
Yes.
All the ones that are mentioned in the Quran?
And all of them that you know, you don't worship them, but you worship Allah, who's the creator of them.
But it's part of the belief to believe in these messengers.
Yes.
You named like Jesus.
You believe in them, but you don't worship them.
Don't worship them.
Yes.
Back here on The Dean Show, and we're discussing the proper way, giving some tips and tricks to raise some good children. And before we went to break, you were talking about healthy communication, not cutting off the doors of communication with your children. Please continue on.
Yes, this is very important in our life, because the minute we close the communications avenues between us and our children, that's the end of it. That's the end of it. Listen, and let's emphasize on the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, life. The children used to raise whom will shake his hand first while he is in the street. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once he was walking with his companion, and he noticed that there is a little child crying in the street. He left, he excused himself from his companion, and he went to this little child. Can you imagine? The leader of the Ummah, Allah's messenger, he excused himself from great companions, and he went to check the cry. Why this little child is crying? Then he asked him, why you are crying? And he told him that he has a little bird and runs away from him. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, listen, open your heart for this advice. He told him, Ya Aba Umayr, ماذا صنع النغير? O father of Umayr, what the little bird have done to you? First of all, he communicate with him. He gave attention to his request and to his complaint, to what he wants. Number two, he called him Ya Aba Umair while he was a little child. He built his personality. He showed him respect and he gave him the first step of solving his problem because this little bird ran away from him. So he built his personality by telling him or calling him, O father of Umair. So we need to build our children's personality by calling them good big names. Show them respect, never ignore them. That's the way we should treat our children. That's the way the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to treat children. Can we imagine that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was sitting with his companion, teaching them their religion, the most important job in his life, in our life? A little girl came to him, pulling him from his hand, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions, they want to discipline her. What you are doing? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, listened to her. And what you want? She pulled him from his hand out to the masjid. Can you imagine what she want? Yes. She lost her toy. And she want the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to search for it. And he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until he found it. Saw her smiling face again, he came back to his companion. That's what we do with our children, or we respect them. To you, maybe what your child is asking you is a silly thing, not important, because his brother beat him, he say bad word about him. To you, it's a silly thing, but to him, it's a very important case in his life. So we need to give more attention to our children's problems, complaints, and requests, everything, and make it a big deal, because otherwise, day after day, year after year, if you are ignoring their complaints, a day will come when they could not, or when they are not coming to you for any problems they have, and that time you are going to lose your children. So communication, communication, communication. Respect, build their personality. Ya Ghulam, or young man, or Ya Aba Umair. He used to call them with big names to show them that you are something. Respect, we respect. Don't give them a small little names, because that will affect their personality day after day. And never ignore their request. Never ignore their personal problems. Because it might be silly in the first of their first 2, 3, 5, 10 years, but after that, when they start having serious problem, they won't come to you if you ignore them before. That's what I want to advise myself first, and every teacher, all parents, to take care of their children.
MashaAllah, this is great advice. Before we go to break, tell us now, addressing their issues. How would you, in a real situation, now that the person doesn't just have 1, 2, 3, maybe they have 4, 5, 6 kids, and you know, young kids at the age of 4, 5, 3, 2, 4, 5, 6, and they're at each other's throats every time they're, you know, fighting each other, hitting each other. So how do you deal with them? Disciplining them in a healthy way, communicating with them, and you know, not driving yourself mad at the same time.
Absolutely. Yes, we might have 4 or 5 children, as you said. And sometimes our busy schedule will not allow us to do such things with our children. But we as Muslims, we need to learn priority. There is priority in our life. Absolutely, taking care of your children is one of the most important things we should do in our life. So we need to learn how to organize our time, how to give time to our children. And our deen, our Islam, taught us to respect the time in everything. If you look at the prayer, we pray on specific time. Our prayer won't be acceptable if we pray 1 minute before the time is there. Our fasting, we are going to break our fast just on time. We could not break it half a minute before we sunset, for example. So our deen teaching us how to respect time. So when we organize our time, we will be able to give our children time. We will be able to to give everything need our time, the right time, and we are not going to ignore our children. So organize your time. We'll give you the time to take care of your children. We have a problem with the time. We need to respect the time more and give everything and learn priority. Then we will find a big time in our life for our beloved children.
Beautiful. So far we're going to go to break, but we covered empowering your children, giving them good, you know, encouragement, exactly, spending time with them. And what was the other one?
The other one,
organizing time. Yes. Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back to wrap it up here on the Dean Show.
Why don't you want to pray?
Is he not worthy of praise and thanks?
I mean, think about all the blessings that we have of Allah.
He created you. He's the one that feeds you. He's the one that takes care of you.
The ability to see. What an unbelievable blessing of Allah.
And he loves you. Start fresh today. A new page, a new beginning. And reach out to the one who created you and ask him for guidance. Back here on the Dean Show with Sheikh Dr. Omar Shaheen, and we're discussing, giving us some great advice. Communication was the first thing that you talked about, and expounding this wisdom from this hadith. Is there any more wisdom that we can get from this hadith?
Absolutely. This hadith, by the way, it's teach us the methodology of raising children in Islam. Just one hadith. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he was very wise and smart, and he put every word for a purpose. Anyway, let's continue. The Prophet ﷺ, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, riding behind him. The first minute he get there, the Prophet ﷺ start greeting him and talk to him. Ya Ibn Abbas, or Ya Ghulam, oh young man, let's go back, take us back to build their personality. Respect, show them respect. Oh young man, إني أعلمك كلمات. I am going to teach you a few words. And we need to stop here for a second. He said a few words. He did not say lectures. Why? Because he is talking to a child. You need to give him a few words so he can understand, so he can have extra time for fun as a child. So the Prophet ﷺ, he noticed that he is talking to a child. And he told him, إني أعلمك كلمات. Oh, this is my advice to myself, to teachers, to parents. Please, don't be harsh in your children. Give them the time to have fun. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, إني أعلمك كلمات. Let's learn from him ﷺ. He said kalimat, few words, not lectures, not hours and hours sitting down and teaching him again and again. إني أعلمك كلمات. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Beautiful words, beautiful advice from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this little child. May Allah be pleased with him. احفظ الله يحفظك. Take care of Allah's command. Allah will take care of you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not stop here. He continued and he said the same meaning with different words, because he acknowledged that he is talking to a little child or to a child. So what he did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he repeat himself different words, the same meaning. So the child, if he missed the first point, he will get it from the second statement. And that's what we need to do with our children. Repeat and repeat and repeat. If they did mistake once, it doesn't mean that this is the end of their life. They are subjects to do mistakes. Like we, as a human beings, adult or children, we do mistakes. So one mistake from your child, it doesn't mean this is the end of the life. Two mistakes, three mistakes. We need to be patient and repeat ourselves once, twice, thrice, as many as they want until they understand what we want to teach them. Then the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he start talking about احفظ الله يحفظ, take care of Allah's command, Allah will take care of you. He starts with the first step or the first level of Islam, which practicing Islam. Take care of Allah's command. Allah command us to pray, to fast, to do this, to do that. So he starts with the first level of Islam. And we need to acknowledge priority. Priorities is very important in our life. you could not teach a little child something about a computer while he could not even understand what you are saying. So we need to acknowledge their age and teach them what they can handle, what they can understand. Priorities is very important. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله. Beautiful. إذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. ما شاء الله. The most beautiful hadith I learned from him صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you ask for help, ask Allah's help. The same thing. He repeat himself again with the same meaning, different words, because he is talking to a child. إذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. If you ask for help, ask Allah's help only. He connect his heart to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second level of deen, iman. Connect your heart with the action we did in Islam to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ. You need to know, Ibn Abbas, وَعَلَمْ, which means you are qualified to learn. And this is again building his personality. Never think or give him the impression that you are a little kid, you don't understand what I'm saying. No. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa'alam, you need to learn. So you are qualified to learn. Wa'alam anna al-umma, you need to learn, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that if the whole human beings get together to benefit you while Allah doesn't want, they won't. Beautiful. He want to confirm the iman he taught him in the second statement with the third level, the highest level of iman, which is make sure that nothing in your heart but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we go gradually, step by step with our children. So we need to learn that communication is a very important thing with our children. Never ignore them. Number two, build their personality. Show them respect. Never ignore their complaints, no matter how little it is, how silly it is. Number three, we need to give them time. By how we give them the right time? By organizing our time. We have a lot of things to take care of, but we need to give our beloved children the most important of our time. And when we organize our time, after that, we need to teach them. We need to teach ourselves first priority, then teach our children priorities as well. How to do, what to do, when to do. It's very important in their children's life. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from, this is just a hints and tips how we should understand the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, first. Second, how to deal and treat children in Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the real understanding of our faith. Ameen.
Ameen. And before we cut out, we're almost out of time. All of this from one hadith, and this is not coming from any top psychologist or any top specialist in this area. We got all this from the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
Yes, absolutely.
One hadith.
One hadith only. This is the way, by the way, I teach my children or my students the hadith. Whether they are PhD or masters or even in 10th or 11th grade, I write the hadith in the board and I start asking them what we understand from the first word. جَاءَ رَجُلْ, as we said, mentioned in the beginning, a man came, what we understand? And they start, mashallah, we have a very smart children, with very smart students. And sometimes I learn from them more than they learn from me.
This is amazing.
Believe it or not.
Thank you. I wish we had more time. Thank you so much. May the Creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, reward you for being with us.
Wayak.
Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. And thank you for tuning in to The Deen Show. I hope you got the benefit. I surely did. And advice benefits the believer, as the Creator tells us in the Quran. And he sent the Quran and the example, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who is the brother to Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the preceding messengers who came with the same message. Worship the Creator, not the creation. Do good. Prepare for the day of judgment. And what are you going to leave behind in this life? All the money, all the wealth, all those things are going to stay behind. But a righteous child now will elevate you in the next life, making dua for you, praying to God for you. So make sure that we're raising children to go ahead and be good servants to the Creator so they can live a good, righteous life and we can benefit from this. And we got to learn about communication, empowering our children. And we weren't getting this from no top psychologists. And so the psychologists will tell you the same thing. We're getting this from the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So I'm going to do my best to implement these things. I hope you are too. And tune in every week to The Dean Show. Follow us on the Twitter. Like us on the Facebook. Help us spread this message so more people can benefit from this. And they can live the purpose of life. They can have peace in their lives. And they can be successful in this life and have paradise in the next. We'll see you next time. God willing. Until then. Peace be with you.